הרמב״ם פרק ה' מהלכות שטיינס, הרמב״ם brings down like this: יש יומים שכל ישראל מסענים בהם מפני הצורץ, שאירו בהם כדי להעיר ולפתח דרכי התשובה, ואלו הם שלישי בתשרי, עשירי בטבת, שבעה עשר בתמוז ותשעה באב. So these are the four ta'anesim: שלישי בתשרי, עשירי בטבת, שבעה עשר בתמוז ותשעה באב. And הלכה ד' הרמב"ם brings down, וארבע הצומות האלו הרי הם מפורשים מדברי קבלה. It says in the pasuk, הצום הרביעי, שבעה עשר בתמוז, הצום החמישי, it's in the fifth month, it's Tisha B'Av, הצום השביעי והצום העשירי. So these are the four ta'anesim that mefurash in Divrei Kabbala. Tzayim ha-revi, tzayim ha-chamishi, tzayim ha-shvi, v'tzayim ha-asiri. V'noag hu gam li-is'anu is-betayni sesta. V'im chal b'shabes. What will be if this ta'anesim ha-chal b'shabes? So in ta'ani sesta makdimim. Aval echot me'arba ha-tzayim ha-salolu she'chal li-is b'shabes do'ichim o'isom le'achar ha-shabes. So the Rambam says we have four ta'anesim plus Tiny Sester. Tiny Sester, if it's Chal b'Shabbos, we do it before Shabbos. And all the other four ta'anesim, we do'icha le'achar ha-Shabbos. The Bis Yosef and Simen Tov Kufnun brings down that Shitas Avudrom, that all of the ta'anesim attacken nitcha le'achar ha-Shabbos. Chutz me'asorah b'teimus. If asorah b'teimus is chal b'shabes, it's doich ha-shabes. Shenema, be'etzem ha-yoyim hazeh, somach nebuchadnezzar al Yerushalayim. So it says, be'etzem ha-yoyim hazeh, k'mo yoyim ha-kippurim. Elo zog de b'si Yosef, it will never happen. It never happens that asorah b'teimus is chal b'shabes. But the Rambam holds him chal b'shabes, if it will happen, it will be nitcha le'achar ha-shabes. And Avodrom says, if it will be Chal b'Shabes, it will be Doicha Shabes, shenema b'etzem ha-yoyim hazeh. Zog de b'si Yosef, ve'lo yodati mai k'om. What kind of drosh is it? B'etzem ha-yoyim hazeh, somach nebuchadnezzar al Yerushalayim. So, because of that, it's a reason to be Doicha Shabes. So we have to know. We have two psukim. The pasuk in Zecharia says, es tzoyim ha-revi, shivo so betamuz, es tzoyim ha-chamishi, Tishbo, v'seim ha-shvi, tzom gedalye, tzom ha-asiri, tzasor ha-beteves, yafrich Hashem l'sosinu l'simcha. It doesn't say be'etzem ha-yoyim hazeh. And Yechezkel it says, be'etzem ha-yoyim hazeh, somach nebuchadnezzar l'Yerushalayim. What it was, Yirmiyahu was in jail. And Hashem told him, this moment now, nebuchadnezzar l'simcha in Yerushalayim, write it down. And then when you go out, you approve to them, there was no phones, and you approve that you're a Navi. Because you knew that this moment, Nebuchadnezzar was Samach Yerushalayim. So what is it? It's a drosha. It's a drosha, be'etzem ha-yoyim hazeh. So the world says from Reb Chaim and Briskerov, and this be'etzem the yesod from everything, that midivrei kabole, from the Novid, right? The Novid brings down the tzaymas. Tzaym ha-revi, tzaym ha-chamishi, tzaym ha-shvi, tzaym ha-asiri. So the Briskerov and Reb Chaim, midivrei kabole, kabole is a Novid, is tzaym ha-revi, צוים החמישי, צוים השביעי וצוים העשירי. רביעי, שבעה עשר בתמוז, חמישי, תשבוב, שביעי, גדליה, and עשירי is טבת, עשור בטבת, the tenth month. זוג דה בריסקרוב, מדברי קבולה, דה חפצב דה טייניס, זה צוים הרביעי, צוים החמישי, צוים השביעי, צוים העשירי. דה טייניס is not in a specific day. צוים הרביעי. It was called, דה צוים אבחוינש רביעי, תמוז דקת. הצוים והחמישי, הצוים והשביעי, הצוים והעשירי. חזל went and made up a date. But the date in the month is חזל. It's not the Novi. First ראי is עוד דבלת. The tiniest is מדברי קבולה. Shabbos is also מדברי קבולה. וקרוס על השבס עוינק. So why in the Tzchal and Shabbos you can't fast in Shabbos? Why can't Tainis is a Shabbos? The Teretz is. Oh, but the Tainis is not in Shabbos, it's in the whole month. Who was kaveh the day? Chazal. Chazal can have a koyach to mafkeh divrei Kabbalah. B'meile, zog de b'skerov en Reb Chaim, this is an aletan nesi. En asor b'teves, lefi de Rambam, it's also, tzom arevi, chamishi, shvi, ve'asiri. The Avudrom learned, en asor b'teves, shenemar be'etzem ha'yoyim hazeh, dir b'divrei Kabbalah is on yoyim, it's in the tent of the tent. It's b'chodesh ha'asiri, b'yoyim ha'asiri. So b'meile, it's doich ha'shabes. The Rambam learns, no, revi, chamishi, shvi, ve'asiri, is the tiniest of the month. So now, first Lama Boyz is the Rayas, that the Chefs of the Tainis is on the month. First Raya they bring down for the Gemara and Tainis, Dav Choftes. Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Ilu Ha'isi Shom, if I would be the time of the Churban, Ha'isi Metaken Ba'asiri. I would make Tisha B'Av in the tent. Why? Because the Ikar burning in Beis HaMikdosh, one is the tent of Tevis. You know, if I would be in Har Sinai, you know, I think I'll put on Tefillin, have to do. If you would be, Hashem said the Tainis, if Chazal, you would be there. What do you mean if you would be there? And if I would be there, I think Paul Adum would be better if she's green. Yeah. What are you trying to say? It's with Divrei Kabbalah. Tainis is Divrei Kabbalah. It's a Novi. Tainis says, the Novi said the month. So in Machamishi. The day Chazal will kivea. So if I would be there, I would kivea a different day. Second Raya, Teis Megillah Daf Hei says, Bikesh Rebbe Levatel Tisha B'Av. Teis is Loi Levatel. He wanted to change the day. How you could change the day? It's a Takon of the Rabbah. The third Raya, it's a Givaldike Raya. The Rambam says in Perikei Milchei Stein Yisaloche Beis, B'tshi Nera Gedalia. Asoro B'teves, why we fast? Samach Mevuchad Netzah. Arosh al Yerushalayim. What happened in Shivos of the Tammuz? Huvka ir babayis hasheni. Tishbo of both houses were burnt. Look, very interesting. What happened in Chodesh HaAsiri, Achi, Ashvi, Gedalia. Asiri, Samach Nebuchadnezzar al Yerushalayim. Shivos of the Tammuz, what happened? Huvka abayis babayis sheni. Huvka achoyma babayis sheni. Frag the Lechemishna, Ufka, Abayis, Abayis, Sheini? But Shivos, Abayis, Zivri Kavole, it was Abayis Rishon. It's the Novi. Abayis Rishon, it was Bechi, Abayis. So Lechemishna, what does the get to us, what happened, Abayis Rishon? For us, it's much more relevant, Abayis Sheini. Frag the word, Fashtenish. Hashem was metakin Novi, Scharia was in Bais Rishon, and he was metakin the Tainis in Tammuz because Chubon Abayis Rishon. Yeah, but for us it's more relevant by Sheini. But the Novi was before by Sheini. The Teretz says, he was metakin the month. We choose the day. Chazal decided to choose the day. It fits for us. Another raya they bring down is a machlekes in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah when you fast. And Tevis. We, I think, fast, most of all of us fast Nasir B'Tevis. Even you, Yaakov, yeah? No, Nasir B'Tevis, you fast. I was among the Omer that you fast on Chamishim. Shem Barichai V'Rabbonon. What do you mean when you fast? Ask your father when you fast last year. How am I going to have Machlekes when you fast? What is Machlekes? How you fast? As if I didn't have Zog de Minchas Chinuch, and this is be'etzem the Gemara that we have to know. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yudches says like this: Koy Omar Hashem Tzvokis, Tzoyim Arevi, Tzoyim Achamishi, Tzoyim Ashvi, Tzoyim Asiri, Yiyu Lesosin VeLesimcha. When Moshiach will come, it will be Lesosin VeLesimcha. Zog de Gemara Zay, Bezman Simcha, when Beis HaMikdash Nivne, Lesosin VeLesimcha. בזמן שלא ישים לך, צוין. בזמן דגזיירס, אז צוין. So, בביס המקדוש is built, and when Mashiach will come, all these 4 days become a yontif. Hopefully Sunday will be a big yontif. Zog de Minchas Chinuch. When they fast, so again, was Tzim Revi, Chamishi, Shmi, Vasiri. We said the din is on the month, Chazal choose the day. When it, why did choose the day? It has to be a day that everyone together is davening, yeah? Everyone can. When Mashiach will come and it'll be a Yontif, it'll be a fixed day? No. Every guy will make a party when he wants. Why to have it in one day? Let the island to be happy when they want. So when Mashiach will come, the Marshal, that these days will turn to a Yontif, and it'll be choosable to choose what day you want to make the Yontif. Will not have to be Dafka in this day. Was after Bais Rishon, they fasted Asor B'Teves. Then Bais Hamikdash was built, everyone made a party when they wanted. Bais Hamikdash was Chorev, they didn't remember from Bais Rishon what was the day that Asiri B'Teves they were fasting in Chodesh Teves. One said it was the fifth, one said it was the Asiri. So we see again. So this is bad from the Yisrael of the Buskarov, that the din is Tzema Revi, Tzema Chamishi, Tzema Shvi, Tzema Asiri. It's not Lomei Hebtzachon. Lefi them, the Lomdim, that heard the Teire, started to say, so if someone is sick, and he can't fast the Asor B'Teves, he has to fast 2 days later. Arei Be'etzem is the din to fast in the month, which shows a day. Say, you can't do this day, do the other days. And I know that some machmirim want to be choishish to it. But the problem is that in Tainis we know that all machmirim don't fast at all. Yeah? You know? It's mekubal, right? Don't forget, the machmirim don't fast. So we'll be mazman in a second. So some want to say when Chazal made up a day, they cleaned out the other days. They said, only this day and we mevata. But Pasha doesn't make sense. Pasha, you could fast the whole month, and they force you to fast specific in this day. But if you don't do their din, sigim libet the tzveita din. Tzema revi, chamishi, shvi, v'asiri. Right? So why talk if someone is sick, he doesn't have to make up in the other days? If the tevim is karov and Reb Chaim is gerech. There's a din midivri kabbalah to fast in the month. Just Chazal said, we force you to fast the next day. Says, I can't do that day. I'm obliged to me the chiyuv to fast in the month. Where did that chiyuv disappear? Where did that chiyuv disappear? Zog de Welt, that's a chagut. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah Chof Ches like this. Bezman sheyesh sim sholoim, sosoim v'simcha. Gzeire tzoim. Ein sholoim, ein gzeire. When a bishol and Mashiach comes, it becomes a yontif. Bizman de golis, tzoyim. What would be if there's no gzeire and no sholim? Rotzu tzomim, rotzu ein tzomim. So it's three stages. When Mashiach will come, all these 4 days are yontif. When it's a golis, gzeire, it's a tainis. What would be if there's no gzeire and no sholim? Rotzu tzomim, rotzu ein tzomim. What is the matzah of the day? No shalom, they're working on it, no peace, right? No shalom, but no gzeirah, Baruch Hashem. Good, people living in Toronto, people living in America, people living in Eretz Yisrael. Matzah is good. Matzah is bad. Something is bad. So, Zag Mishneh Berurah, Bizman Hazeh, is Nishken Yontef, Nishken, you don't have to fast. Rotzu Misanim, Rotzu Ein Misanim. Novos. So why everyone is fasting? Avriseinu kiblu aleihem to fast. And this is the way the Mishneh Berurah builds it up. What we fast today, we're not fasting the Divrei Kabbalah. The Divrei Kabbalah don't exist bizman hazeh, because it's called Ein Sholem Ein Gzeire. Rotzu Misanim, Rotzu Ein Misanim. Azeh given the klal. And Rabbi Seinu, Avi Seinu, Avois Avi Seinu, Rotsu. Avois Avi Seinu, Rotsu, they will make Kabbalah themselves. Loshna Shulchan Aruch, Arbo Ta'anias Eilu, Hakol Chayovim Lisanois, Ve'osu Lifritz Gedder. Frank Develt, Hakol Chayovim Laniach Tfilin, Ve'osu Lifritz Gedder. The Terrence says, Shabur explains, you know what has to fast for you. Avi Seinu decided. You have to listen. So like the Shulchan Aruch and you poiretz geder in Shechenu Nochosh. The aloche of poiretz geder is when, you know, when they make a geder, v'meile. So v'meile it's poshut that they were only mekabel one day. They don't mekabel asiri beteves shivos betamuz. But if you didn't fast on that days, you don't have to make it up, because be'etzem is no chiyuv to fast in the month. Okay, till here it's clear. What? So we. So it's a good kasha. It's a good kasha. Why doing wars of klal yisrael was not called a gzeira? But mistam the gzeira meant a gzeira and gantz klal yisrael bechol mokim shehem.
That in that
time in the Second World War, I hear. The shaliyos and emotional people are in different countries, in Egypt today. I'm saying different places. You have to know. But Einichanami, is asking a good kasha. Is that a good kasha? And I said, was times of war a gzeira and klal yisrael? Could be the entire things will change. We'll be able to get to the next shlaf. From here we come to the briskatera. Now listen very carefully. You hear what's a halacha? If someone doesn't feel good, he doesn't have to put on tefillin. If he doesn't feel good, he's allowed to go to a restaurant, rabbanut, to eat. If someone doesn't feel good, he's allowed to eat rabbanut restaurant, for sure not, right? If he's dying, because whatever she's could do, yeah? But no one is allowed to eat in a rabbanut restaurant, right? It's not mehadrin. We don't go there. But I'm not feeling good. Someone's not feeling good. He'll eat a little piece of chazik, only one piece. What is the pshat? If someone doesn't feel good, he doesn't have to fast. He's not going to die. He has a headache, he doesn't fast. Eat chazik. He doesn't feel good. What is the difference? And chicken with milk is also only isu de rabbanan, exactly like a tainis. Same isu. Chicken with milk. Yeah? What is the difference? Zok Reb Chaim Azari. Avada, bezman divrei kabole, if you don't feel good, if you're allowed to eat chicken with milk, you don't have to fast. And when you can't eat chicken with milk, you have to fast. And if you faint, faint. Yisro d'Rabbanan. Till pikuach nefesh. Oh, but today we don't have to fast. Why we fast? Rotzu misanim. They decided to fast, even though you don't have to fast. When they decided, they knew they're taking this Kabbalah on themselves, they decided to do it only if you're feeling good.
Is it a
minig? I said a minig.
So what's the chiyuv?
Yaakov.
What's the chiyuv to do it also now?
Listen to what I'm saying. So b'meile, val, shchonah usas, ha'akam chayav, v'ot v'shtinish. Val, the gather was rotsu, and this is the Kabbalah they're mekabel on themselves. This is the Kabbalah they're mekabel on themselves. So Val, this is the Kabbalah they're mekabel on themselves. They're mekabel only if you're healthy. B'meile, Reb Chaim said, if someone doesn't feel good and wants to fast, he's a shoyte. Why to fast? Stop. So you could panic yourself. You're not mekabel mitzvah. It's not the pshat you have to fast, but you know, never rachmonas on the sick people. They were not mekabel that these people will fast. Reb Chaim, if someone would fast when he doesn't have to fast, Reb Chaim didn't give him aliyah. He said he's not fasting, he's not eating. It's not called a fast. Not eating is not called fasting. Fasting is a tainis. If you mekabel yourself the night before, as a tainis yochid, you can be mekabel. But if a person's time decides one day not to eat, it's not called a fast. It's no fast, it's not a fast for you. So now,
why is it called Samasiri?
What? Chodesh HaAsiri.
Why? According to the
Amudah? No, what? So now, but Rambam, it's a din and day. Why is it called
Samasiri?
It's a drosha. Val is a drosha. So chutz for the din Chodesh was a din day. The pasuk will not change the losh. But Val stayed in the pasuk. Well, this was the mice. It was a mice in Bris. The summer was not feeling good, and he decided to fast anyways. It was a choshev yid, and Reb Chaim told the Gabi, you can't give him aliyah, he's not fasting today. Now, so the mice, not everyone. So this is the reason in Bris, they were not machbir, because it's a shaita. There's no inyan to be machbir. Everything they're machbir. Some people say they're not machbir because they're machbir pikuach nefesh. Yeah, no, not because of that. A person will not die. He has a headache, he will not die. Will not die. But the pshat is, there's no need to be machna. Not everyone accepted it. A lot of people learned that if you want, you could fast, even if you're not feeling good, and you will get a schar, for two reasons. They learned that rotzu could go on every person. Da'ainu, avada was a kabolev de klal, to fast only when you're feeling good. But every yochid cannot decide that he doesn't want to fast. But he could make it himself a rotsu to add it himself to fast. He could add a rotsu. Also some say, it's not the pshat. Be'etzim it's a yom tainis, and a yom tainis, everyone that wants to shtolt a yom tainis gets a shem tainis, even without a kabbalah. So Mele, they say that Mele, so the frum people that want, is a group of frum people that say like this, they choshesh to Reb Chaim, but they don't want to eat, because they choshesh to the other tzad. But avada doesn't mean that they're mafkia the tainis, but they want to get a schar. So the mincha before, they become themselves the tainis. So then like this, for sure they become a maisa tainis. If Reb Chaim, you don't get schar if you fast. If you suffer the whole day, it's garnished. If Reb Chaim is garnished, it's garnished. Strike, yeah, it's garnished. So I'm saying you machmud like Reb Chaim. There is an Indian. If it's any way that you could, so but I'm saying, I don't know. You have to know if you're a kabbal tainis. Then if you don't feel good, you're taking a problem because then it's a kabbalah tainis. Every day, if a person wants to fast, what? Shabbos you become for Sunday, yeah. Shabbos mincha afternoon.
But it's automatically
a tainis kibbutz. Yeah, this is the
tainis. What's the pasuk Shabbos mincha?
Klal Yisrael.
When?
What?
When?
The Zman Kviyas HaTalmud.
Isn't the whole point to become tzar yourself, that you
want
to fast?
No, we're not a tzar. So the guy likes it, the guy's there to diet. Doesn't go. We have Chazal. We have Chazal. We do halachas. We don't time it. We're not going to the time. What's the idea? No, so cut your finger. If you want to be tzar, cut your finger. What's the shaykh is not to eat? You don't get tzar time you decide to panic yourself for today. You decide to suffer today, you don't get a schar of tainis. A kavana teva, you want to suffer for Hashem, he's on the right. Sit and learn all day, you get much more schar. Yeah, he doesn't learn, but he's fast.
How do we know when they were makamah?
So this is what he's asking before. When was the? We don't know. We don't know exactly.
How do we know that for a sick person they
weren't makamah? This is what the poskim can explain. That all these gedolim in the shechanoch, kachoy saw a kabbalah. From where Chachma Talmud knew it, from where the Poskim knew it. This was the Masorah. I'm saying again, what is exactly the Rotsu? Who was Kivech, Simas HaTalmud? We don't know exactly. But Al Shechon Aruch says, Shekach Kiblu Aleim. Shechon Shabu says, Shekach Him Kiblu Aleim. Shekach Him Kiblu Aleim. But from there it comes. The Ainu, all these halachas are only halachas in Ta'aneisim. It's not the Pshat. In Yom Kippur, we don't have these halachas. It's a Din Tevest. Not because Yom Kippur is Kores. Because Yom Kippur is a Din Tevest. You can't have Kulis. All these Muboris, Menikis, all of that was Kabbalahs. But Meile, there's no Indian to fast. This is their time. I would say, is an Indian to fast? Is an Indian to fast? You are Mekab Eschal. Say it. I'm saying, in this Chalik, we're saying, you know, this Teire is, anyway, but Al Bishikul Teire. This Teire, damn, we're building a second Teire, that the Divri Kabbalah, even in the original, was not on a specific day. Ba'etzim it was on the month. And Chazal was the one that could be on the day. This is the second part of the Torah. It's two parts of the Torah. Now, Legabi Ikar HaChefze from the Tainis is very interesting. The Rambam in Perikei Aloche Aleph brings down Shekol Adin Tainis. It's Midin Tainis Tzibur La'asis Tshuva. He said, Lashon HaRambam Arba Tzemes Halolu Yisrael mis'anim v'nei atzorah she'iru b'hem k'dei lo'erir v'lefatrach darki tshuva. Shabbos brings it down also in Siman Tov Kof Memtes, Sifkot Nalev. Rambam b'zmamshich in Perek Dalet, yesh yomim she'ayochim mispalel, Perek Rei, yesh yomim she'kol Yisrael mis'anim, v'yochim has atzorah, he fast himself. Chasam Sefer, and Simen Reishche says, Lulei Divrei HaRambam, he would say that it's not mitzad tshuva. It's mitzad avelus. Says, why? Tishba b'shechal b'shabes, doichim la'achar ha'shabes, akdume poronus aloi makdeminen. Tshuva wadum zrizi makdimin. Deran, in Masech Tatainis, shteit azevi d'chasem sefer. He says, why is no ne'ile and dalet ha'anesim? She'ein zeu elo letfile. Ne'ile is for the tfile. Ve'ein elo letfile. Aval arba tzayma is lo yukvehu elo le'evel. This is the Lashon of the Ran. De'ilez letfile. Ve'yomim elu lo yugbu elo le'evil. It says in Megillah, we read in the Megillah, Perek Beis, on the Pasuk, it's divra atzoymes v'zaakoso. So the shayla, if it goes on Tainis Esther, it goes on all the four ta'amesim. The Ran says that tzaakoso, what is tzaakoso? It's not the Klal Yisrael David. Zog the Ran, but it doesn't mean arba ta'amesim. Because arba ta'amesim, we're not going to get the tzaakoso. So I'm not like this. The Ran from Shtetis, he made Shuvah, that's the way the Mishnevoi Paskin. Chazal Sefer and the Ran say that it's evil. The Ma'ez and Mishnevoi Mashmai Paskins both. It says Mu'uberes that can't fast. Mikol Mugam Avim Tzricha Lecho Elo Yis'aneg Atzmi Bebosro V'yayin. Rak if ima Shetzrichi. It says Avelis. So here we see interesting. They don't have to fast. But the Avelis of the Klal is Mashpi on them. Why not Manavshach? If they were not Mekabal, she's a part of the system today. So why she can't eat what she wants? These yomim are availus to what happened. So even a person who can't fast has these halachas. Now, this time you have to Chasam Sefer in Droshes brings down that Asor Betevis is more chomu from Aleta Nesim. This is a very interesting zach. He says the Chasam Sefer that what happened in Asor Betevis, Beis Din Shel Malo sat down and there were kiveh de gzeire that Beis Hamikdash will be nechrav. וכל פעם כשמגיע האיס היום של עשור בטייבס שהתחיל אז למעלה משפט החורבן כמו כן בכל דור ודור יויש מבייסין של למטו וגויזרים החורבן על כל שונה ושונה וידוע דה צורש שעוברו כמו יויים שמייס ביוביב אין מסענים בשבס אבל תאי נסחלו עם מסענים בשבס so he says every year in עשור בטייבס השם is גויזר again the גזירס Tishbav is not the day of the Gzeiros. The Gzeiros already were set in Asar B'Tavis. So he says, all the three Ta'anesim are memorized to the bad things that happened. Asar B'Tavis, every year, the Gzeiros starts again. So maybe when a person has a bad dream in Shabbos, he's allowed to fast. Why is he allowed to fast? Because he wants to stop the Gzeiros. All the other three Ta'anesim, it's a Zeichet to what happened. So he says, "B'meir asor b'teiv shechal b'shabes you fast, because you have to stop the gzeira." All the other ta'aneisim is only zeichel avelis. If it's zeichel avelis, b'meir you don't have to fast in Shabbos. But the Chasam Sefer says that asor b'teiv is a chomer d'kadei. Now I want to go over a little bit the halachas that are nagei halacha lemaisa. Lemaisa this year asor b'teiv. A bichal on Sunday. So we have to know, Me'ikar Adin Gans Klal Yisrael, Chutz from Belz, we do Kiddush Levonah Matzi Shabbos. Minek Belz, that we don't do Kiddush Levonah. But you have to know, the weather-wise, if Taka is planning to be a bad week of weather, and you could miss the Birkas HaLevonah, it's Malocha State not to wait. If you go to sleep, and you wake up in the morning, if you didn't make a Tznai, you're not allowed to eat, even if you woke up before Alos HaShachar. Me'ikar Adin, you're allowed to drink if you didn't make a tnai. Lekatchila, you have to make a tnai, even on Shtir. So again, if a person is going to sleep early Motzei Shabbos, and he wants to wake up before Alos HaShachar to eat, he has to make a tnai. Lekatchila, he has to make a tnai, even if he doesn't want to eat. If he wants to drink, he also has to lekatchila make a tnai. If he didn't make a tnai, he's allowed to drink, but he have it, but not to eat. Chosin and Kala, we spoke about already. The meaning is they fast because the tainis tzibur is doicha their tainis. Now, if a person, Rabbi Yashiv says like this, a person cannot fast the whole day, but he could fast a half a day. Ikar Adin, he doesn't have to fast, but Rabbi Yashiv says, Lekatchile is the inner day, he will fast a half a day, that he could say a name. Not because it's the Isur of Shiurim. Again, someone that is sick, we said there's no inner to fast Be'etzim. Rabbi Yashiv says, if he could fast till Chatzois, and he could say a name, it's better to fast till Chatzois than to say a name. Again, I don't know if Reb Chaim will like it. Now, a person that needs medicine, but everything else is okay, he has to swallow medicine, he's allowed to drink a little bit of water with the medicine. Rabbi Yashiv says to put something that will make the water pogum, so man, it's not considered that you're drinking even a chatzi shiur. Now, the minig is lemaise, not to rinse yourself with hot water, but with cold water, you're allowed to take a cold shower.
What about Tzei Shabbos?
You're allowed to. Even the Mishnah Berurah says that lekatchila we machmir in arba ta'anesim mir shomayim, but lemaise Tzei Shabbos you're allowed to.
Huh?
Yes. Not to rinse your mouth in the tinies and not to brush your teeth. If someone really suffers from not doing these two things, he could do it over the sink when his face is leaning towards the bottom. For sure not to gargle with water, only that he has to be makbid. He brushes the teeth and he pours the water to the bottom. Again, if you don't have to, not to do it. If someone forgot and he ate, he stops to eat and he's mamshich the tainis. There's no musing to say, I broke the tainis. He broke the tainis, but the tainis didn't break. A lot of people say, oh, I broke the tainis already eating. Already in the morning I had a mistake already. It's an issur on every achila ve'achila. It's not a cheftze only of a shame tainis. Someone made a brocha and then he remembered that it's a tainis. He's not allowed to swallow the food. He has to say, Baruch Shem Kivay Malchusa Ilai Lovat. Now, the Yochid says, Aneinu and Minche. We're in Birkas Shemei Tefillah. Sfarim say it also in Shachis, but we're in Minag Ashkenaz. If he forgot him to say it in the Shemei Tefillah, if he remembers to say it before he said, Baruch Ato Hashem, he says it where he remembers, and then he's Mamshich, Ki Ato Shemei. If already he said, Baruch Ato Hashem, so he finishes Shemei Tefillah, and he says it before Yule Rotzim. He forgot, he could say it even after Yule Rotzim, before he made Eis HaShalem. The Shliach Tzibur says it a brocha bifnei atzmo. If he started Refa'einu, he stops and he goes back to Aneinu. If he finished Baruch Ato Hashem from Birkas Refa'einu, he's Mamshich, the Shliach Tzibur, and he will say it in Shema Kuleinu. The meaning is that if someone is eating in a tainis, or even if he ate in a mistake, he doesn't say aneinu. If he ate pochis mekashir, lemaise, Rabbi Yashi says he could say aneinu. If he forgot, or he took a little bit of medicine, and pochis mekashir, or if he tastes something, and it's pochis mekashir, he could say aneinu.
If they send him up to that fulfillment from Moshe.
No, you think he doesn't go up to them?
Push him
not to go. You push him.
But
it's not push. There's a shy little Mishnebu and a Rav that can't fast. So Mishnebu speaks about the guy we're getting Aliyah. The guy with to go to the Amud is not a busha not to go over to the Amud. Achon Veif, he's embarrassed that he can't say no to go. He has to have help. If he's embarrassed that he can't go up to the Amud. But the main shine in the place can speak about a Rav and a Shul. There's a Rav and a Shul that ate. And they gave him Aliyah. If he's allowed to get Aliyah, he's not allowed. If you're not fasting, you're not allowed to get Aliyah. But if the Rav doesn't get Aliyah, it's a bizarre.
After they called Rav
Rav. What?
Talking about after they called Rav
Rav. Both. Both.
There's nothing to tell anybody.
So even if they call him up, you do not go up to the Aliyah if you're not fasting. If it's a Shas Adchak, that you're embarrassed, you're a Rav, and you can't say, I'm sick, they know you're not sick. So what you can say, I forgot, and I ate. Mishnah Berurah dear has coolest b'Shas Adchak. Well, you'll be a Rav, maybe. Hopefully you'll know the Mishnah Berurah. Shemuel wants to make a tziruf, brach levatol, and sofit the rabbonon, kavod abrias, nifel cheshboines. Shemuel's name on the eitzer was a shul that the Rav every time got. The Aliyah. He couldn't, you know, it's not like here that he could have in a different minyan, a small city. And, you know, he couldn't fast, but he couldn't tell him that he can't fast. So Rosh Hashanah said, maybe it's an Eitzah to Mechava not to be Eitzah because I'll tell you in the morning, only till and I made it. Again, Eitzah for the Rabbani. Eitzah for the Rabbani. Again, if it's Pochis Mekashir, you're allowed to. If you're a Kohen, you have to go out the shul that they will not call you for Kohen. Now, if it's six people fasting, you could say already, Vayichal. Now, here a lot of people don't know the Aloha. The Aloha is, it's Psukim that the Tzibut say together, Shuv Mechoi Napecho, Hashem Hashem. So the Aloha is, the Baal Kohen doesn't say it, he lets the Tzibut say it, and then the Baal Kohen is Chayzer. This is something everyone knows. The one that gets the Aliyah also keeps quiet when the Tzibut says it, and he says it with the Shliach Tzibu, when the Shliach Tzibu...
Quietly or loud?
The same thing where he says it every time. Why loud? Now, normally in Mincha we say, Sholem Rov, Ashkenaz. In Tiny Tzibu we say, Sim Sholem. Why in Tiny Tzibu we say, Sim Sholem? Because Sim Shalom is really a brocha on the Torah. Teras Chaim, Mechazer, Kibar Ponechol, Asad Olana, Hashem, Mekinu Teras Chaim. So when we have a Kriyas HaTorah, we say Sim Shalom. This is in Shabbos, we have a Kriyas HaTorah, we say Sim Shalom. And a weekday, we don't have a Kriyas HaTorah in Mincha. Tainis Tzibu. So a person who has a kasha, what if he's dabbing in the room? He's very sick, yeah, he's... It's hard for you to go to daven mincha in the tzibur. But the poets can say, it doesn't make a difference. As if you daven shachis in the house, you say sim shalom. Even though you're davening in the house. Even though you're davening in the house. Now, the maise is a zach that they call it Listerine. It's like papers that people put inside their mouth and gives them like a little bit of taste. So first, the big machleik is if it needs a hechsher or not. Rabelsky says that it needs a hechsher. You have to know, because a lot of times it could be treif. Alright, what could be treif in it? So I spoke to the chofkei. They explained to me that, you know, the marshal, when you go in, you see an orange bottle right in the store. So if it's standing a long time in the store, you'll see like in the bottom heavy. The top, you see like a light color, right? You shake it, then it's good. Like, what makes the Coke? The Coke is also water with black, yeah? Why when you come to the store, you never met, like a bottle of Coke, the black is in the bottom, the water is in the bottom? Well, it's a black with water. Think orange juice, right? Make petal, yeah? It lays down in the end, right? Boy, all these things. Because if some person will see that, no one will touch Coke anymore, right? So what they do is, the company is called, it's a kind of chemical that is called Multifor. And that chemical ties the things together. Yeah? That most time is made from treif. That chemical. Remember, you have to know a lot of the drinks, people think, yeah, I'm not saying Coke, they say it's okay. But I'm saying, you have to know, well, what could be already I'm drinking? If it's roi lachila, not roi lachila, not going, there's a big shaila. The mice are now eating it, it is roi. It was nifsal and chayzer v'ner, it's a big shaila. So in this Listerine, they have to have a lot of that. It's the metzias. Now, as a machleik is, if you have to make a brocha when you eat it or not. Machleik is, if you make a brocha when you eat Listerine, pack bags or not. So the mice, the best thing is to have a candy, to eat the candy before to make shakel, and then you take the paper. Because if not, it's a shine of a sofik bocha, and then the shaila is if you're allowed to use it in the tinis or not. That's all the people ask. A lot of the people on the tinis, they get a bad taste, a bad breath. They want to put something inside their mouth to give a taste. Lemaise, the poskim hold that you're not allowed to put it inside the mouth in Shabbos, and tinis inside the mouth. It's more from a temis. It's made to swallow. Dahainu, the company makes it that it will reserve in your mouth and it will give you a taste in your mouth. Especially today they make it with all different flavors and all different tastes. So I'm saying it's a big machlekes lemaise. But the minig is to be makbid, not to use it in a tiny, so not to put it inside the mouth. That's in the minig lemaise. It's another zach. It's in Eretz Yisrael, it's Birkas Koyanim. So there's a machlekes gdoilo. In Bnei Brak, the minig was that they made Birkas Koyanim even in Mincha Gdoilo. In Yerushalayim, the Iker minig was that Birkas Koyanim is only in Mincha Ketana. Now, the main shaila is why we really normally we don't make Birkas Koyanim. Because we choshish that people will be drunk. This reason, in Shachris, people are not drunk. In Mincha Zechshash, people are drunk. In Yom Kippur, Lemaise, people are fasting. So this is the shaila. So it's telling a lot of noise, I'm not going into, you have to know, if there's no minig, so Lemaise, the minig is only in the afternoon, only if you dive in late Mincha. I'm saying, in Bnei Brak, at Pidach HaZanish, they made bigger scanning even earlier. So it's different minogim. So everyone Lemaise has to fear his minig and to go with his minig. Stop.